No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business?
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM. Tate Kalunga, Nemuyambeke. We are back with the Stop Suffering broadcasting live. We are live from the capital city, Vinduk, and we are here to say to you, there is a way out. There is a solution for your problem. That's why in the Stop Suffering program, we always bring to you testimonies, stories, live stories. Like tonight, you're going to hear one more powerful testimony that we have here in the studio with us. Moses is going to be sharing with us how his life changed. But I'm not here in the studio alone. I'm here as well with Pastor Festus from our branch in Greenwell. Good evening, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, Bishop, and good evening, listeners. So, o programa é fim lo yo kurifa pe monori huna ye kwetera mo me panatango oko Universal Church mo Igo FM.
Yeah, and what people should expect, Pastor Festus, tonight for tonight's Stop Suffering? What the listeners listening to us from all over the country, Igo FM,
yes,
is reaching now, right now.
Paife.
It's reaching from north to south, from the coast to the interior of the country. What people they should expect for tonight's Stop Suffering program?
O magarikano, o te kwete wa momepo, so eshwa mboku ninga, okulongi kidoka kopikoe komeva, ilo kakende koe komeva, oponeke hululo pologarama hii, ohatu ke kuningiro meilikano, kujua usho toshake neke mongaramu nyoe, opune hulilo lao.
Okay.
There is an end to any kind of situation that they are facing, Bishop.
Yeah, as long as they decide to use their faith. That's why they can pray with us, they can have a bottle of water or a glass of water every Tuesdays and Thursdays here on the Ego FM,
yes,
radio station, the Stop Suffering program, every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 10 p.m. We have the moment of prayer. So, Pastor, can people prepare the glass of water? Can people prepare the bottle of water?
Yes, Bishop, they can prepare the bottle of water. And also, otodrukutu dengera nale, manga kuyelenge ngoto shakene kuju, kono mola etu yongo di onola nohe tatu, no nola vavali, ombali vavali no natu vatatu, no nano.
So they can call.
They can call.
They call even from now. They can call the toll-free number.
Yes.
They are men of God who are waiting for your call. They will include your name, the name of your loved ones in the prayer book.
Yes.
They're going to. It's a free, by the way, before we start getting the testimony of Moses, if you have a family member who is in hospital, if you have a family member who is in prison, perhaps, some weeks ago I was not here in the program because I went all the way to Walvis Bay. I would like to greet everybody there in Erongo, Swakop, Walvis Bay, all the whole Erongo region. I was there distributing Bibles donated by the members of the Universal Church. We distributed more than 400 Bibles in a Walvis Bay prison, and I'm sure we may have now. They have a radio, you know, Pastor.
Yes, sure.
They have a radio. Speak to those, because Pastor Festus, you were in prison before.
I was in the prison before.
You were in before, you know.
Five times, yo.
Five times were in prison.
Five times.
Yeah. And you came out and you started a new life. What do you have to say, Pastor, for people who are right now, maybe they are in prison, they are there in Walvis Bay O Luno. You were praying for the inmates there in Undangwa. Rundo or Ruth Fontaine or in Evaristo Chikongo, then in Chumeb. I went there to donate Bibles as well. So what have you to, what can you say to those who are in prison?
When you depart from that prison, find a way out, my friend. Don't go back to your old life. When I come out, the year that I come out, Bishop, there was only two months for me to find myself with the Lord Jesus, and my life changed.
Okay, so from basically from prison, you started even going to church.
I began to go to church.
Until you find that you didn't know the church before.
I do not know the church before.
So you who are listening to us in prison or in hospital, or maybe you are sick at home. There are people who are listening to us right now, and they are on a sick bed. They have been to clinics, to hospitals. They have been to witch doctors. They have been to witch doctors, to sangomas, and nothing they did. Maybe you, dear listener, you even went outside in Namibia, went to Angola looking for a solution, looking for a witch doctor who could help you, but nothing has changed, like the testimony we had here some weeks ago of Gertrude. So there is a way out when they put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That is it, Bishop. Kashimba ihokofa ufiku. Kashimba ohonangala topondwa. Kashimba tosha kenekini mayu nisha kenekanale ilu inoyudanale mongala mwenyewe. So kufongatu ndeto yanjongala mwenyewe kuyesh. Oya ashike tadurugu kubatela muju nanduka lufike peni. Shashopeno mojua mweto druku aturako vanu, to druku aturako wakulunuwe, ndekave na ashtava turuku kuvatela, ashike ngengohe nepukalunga, kapena isha nyengana kuye, there is nothing impossible with God. People are suffering in silence, Bishop.
Yeah. You can call the toll free number. Don't call the radio because we're not going to get your calls now. Okay? But if you need the help now, you can't wait. You need the help now. Paife. You need the help right now. You can call 0800-22-3335. I'll repeat the number. 0800-22-3335. Call now. Include your name, the name of your friends and family in the prayer book. Well, I think now we're going to start with the story of Moses. His suffering started at a young age. I was listening to your testimony before, Moses. By the way, good evening.
Good evening, Bishop. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm doing well, thank you, Bishop.
Welcome to the Stop Suffering on Eagle FM.
Thank you for having me.
And Moses, listening to your testimony, I could hear that your suffering, your ordeal, started at a very young age.
Yes, Bishop.
If I understood it well, you lost you grew without your mother.
Yes.
You grew up without your mother.
Yes, Bishop.
When you lost your mother, how old were you?
I was 9 years old when I lost my mother, yes.
Still quite young.
Mm.
So tell us how your suffering started.
My suffering started, like Bishop said, at a very young age. I lost my family, basically my whole family, when I was very young. My little sister died when I was only 5 years old. Before that, my father had already left. He has been living in Angola for all that time. And so I grew up a very lonely child. I did not also grow up with my mother. I was raised by my uncle. So basically extended family was the one that raised me up until now, the age of 9 when she died. And so that's how my life was in the beginning. So I was always sad. I was always feeling lonely. And, you know, I was always trying to, you know, find that fatherly love that I did not have.
Sorry for interrupting you. Mm. So your suffering started even before your mother died, because your father didn't die, but your father left.
Yes.
He left your mother. Do you know how old are you?
No, actually, because you see that my father was already married.
Oh.
Yes, and so I was a result of infidelity with my father and my mother. And so he had to go back to his family, but then also he was living in Angola, so he had to go back. So I was still just a very small child, you know. I wouldn't even remember, you know, times when my father was there. I have pictures and all of that, but I was just a toddler.
Yeah, no memories.
No memories at all, yes.
Okay, so how did it affect you? Because that's the case, Moses, of many people there. Mm-hmm. Many children, unfortunately, that's a serious problem. The mothers, they try very hard, okay? Mm-hmm. We even always praise the work of the mothers. Many we see single mothers raising their children without the fathers being there, which is not easy for them. But many women, they have this strength. But still, the father figure, mm-hmm. without the father figure, many children, they end up growing up and becoming rebellious and yes. becoming... Because the mothers, now they have to do the job of father
and mother.
So how did the fact that you grew up without a father, how did it affect you?
Okay, I became very depressed. I would say that I was very depressed. I had insomnia. I could not sleep at night. The whole night I would toss and turn up until 4 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's how I lived my life. And so as I grew up, you know, I had my first glass of beer. I had it when I was 10 years old.
10 years?
10 years, yes.
The first glass of alcohol?
Yes.
Alcoholic drink? Alcoholic, beer?
Yes.
At 10 years?
10 years old. So then as I grew older, you know, I would, when I'm going on holiday, I'll be with my cousins and obviously would be drinking whenever we go out because I had one of my cousins was a lot older than us. So he was already also having a car, so he would take us out and then when he's drinking, we also want to drink. So because when he would ask us, what do you want to drink? We wouldn't ask for cool drink or anything. No, we want the same beer that he's drinking. And I remember at the age of 14, I asked him for Carling Black Label. And then he told me, even I myself, who is older than you, I'm not drinking Carling Black Label. But you want to ask for Carling Black Label.
Sure. At the age of 14 years old.
Yes.
But before we reach there, mm-hmm. let me go back okay. a little bit, Moses.
Yes.
At the age of 9, when you heard the news that your mom had passed.
Yes.
How did you feel? And how did it affect you?
You know, in that moment, my whole world had shattered. Because at that point, my mother was the only one that I had. You know, even though I wasn't staying with her, I remember I used to always look forward to holiday time when I could go back to Ongwediva and, you know, go and visit. Those moments for me, they were precious because my mother, she was my world now. And for me to hear that, you know, she had passed, it really broke me. I didn't know what else to do. I felt really hopeless and helpless at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So you are not staying? So you grew up in Ongwediva?
I grew up in Windhoek.
Ah, Windhoek.
Yes.
Okay, but she was the one?
She was the one who
was in Ongwediva. Yeah. So holidays you wanted to? Go
yeah,
and
holidays,
be,
I would always want to go.
To go to be with your mom.
Yes.
So, have that moment, losing your mother, is like you lost the floor of your feet.
Yes.
What would go through your, which kind of thoughts would go through your mind? Like, you were born to suffer, I don't know. Which kind of thoughts would be crossing your mind?
Yeah, I thought to myself that, you know, I was born to be alone. Because when I remember, when I think of how I didn't have a family, when I thought of, you know, even though you are with in a house with extended family, as much as they may love you, little things that they perhaps they are angry at you for something, little things that they make you sort of exaggerate that to make it seem like nobody loves me, I'm alone, this is because my mother died, you know, and there were even moments where, you know, I would say to myself, you know, I wish I would have died with my mother, you know, I wish I could be with her where she is now, you know, I went through that process where I was always just hurting and, you know, I even thought of myself like maybe what soon I'll also die myself because everybody else is gone.
So your father was gone for obvious reasons, as you explained.
Yes.
Now you lost your mother. Mm. And would you feel like rejected, even though perhaps your family, they didn't reject you. Mm-hmm. But I think it's quite common for many children without their father, without their mother, to be in the house of uncles, aunties, mm-hmm. grandmother, grandfather. Mm-hmm. Would you have that feeling of...
All the time. All the time I felt like I was rejected. You know, I always thought that, you know, they gave their children or other people, everybody else was getting a little bit better treatment than I was. I felt like, you know, my needs were neglected. People didn't care about me as much. So these things, you know, I had to learn to grow up faster, basically. I had to learn for me to take care of myself. I told myself that I don't need to depend on other people because they don't owe me anything. Because, you know, they are not my biological parents. It's not my mother. It's not my father. I cannot expect much from them. Mm-hmm. So I felt rejected in that sense. Yes, Bishop.
Okay. Mm. And now it started the thing of drink. So start drinking mm-hmm. at the age of 10.
Yes.
So why did you start drinking at the age of 10? You just wanted to forget or you wanted to cope what others were doing? Mm-hmm. You wanted to be accepted in the group? How did this, because for 10 years old to start drinking, what was behind it?
In the beginning, it was more just about experimenting because you feel like you are growing now. You are a grown man. And you see that all the other young men are also already starting to drink. And so you want to fit in. You want to say, oh, me, I'm also a man. I can take alcohol. You know, I'm not a little boy anymore. So that's how it started, little by little, until later on it turned into an addiction.
So how was it gradually? Like, first it was like, as you said, experimenting. Mm-hmm. But then it became like every weekend, and then it became, how was the escalation of the alcohol addiction?
Yes, it was gradually, because at first it was just occasionally, mostly at events, you know, family gatherings and stuff like that. And then until it went now to when you are going out, you're drinking, probably on the weekend. And then until later on, it was an everyday thing. Like I could not do without alcohol.
You had to drink.
I had to drink, even for me to sleep.
Every single day, even without drinking, you could not
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep without drinking. I wanted to drink all the time. I remember even my brother my cousin. He was reminding me the other time. He was reminding me that, do you remember that you would get up 2 a.m. in the morning just to go look for alcohol and cigarettes?
2 in the morning?
2 in the morning, yes. Even on a weekday.
And if you didn't find in the house... Would you go out to look for it or you'd wait for the morning or what?
Bishop, our house in Ongwediva is at the very end of Ongwediva. And I would walk from Ongwediva all the way to Oshakati.
Sure.
Yes. To the end of Oshakati.
It was a distance?
A very long distance. From Ongwediva, this side of where the shopping mall Choppies is now, all the way to Oshakati, there where Afbob is.
Mm.
Nambob now, yeah. That's basically at the end of Oshakati. So I walk following all that road, just listening for music where there's a jukebox playing, looking for cigarettes, stompies on the ground.
Sure.
Yes. That's how addicted I used to be.
And what else was happening besides the alcohol addiction?
So besides the alcohol addiction was also now pornography and... Of course, with that comes masturbation. When Happy Hour was introduced, I would watch pornography the whole night because Happy Hour is from midnight until 6 in the morning. So then I would masturbate from midnight until the morning. I would download different pornographic videos that I would masturbate to through the night.
You became a slave of it.
I became a slave. I was a slave of all of these things. And so also, not just that, but also with womanizing. I had multiple relationships. I had many girlfriends. I couldn't even if you asked me to count now, I would not be able to count.
You don't know how many girlfriends. You were having many ladies at the same time.
My goodness, Bishop. Many, many. I even, at some point, I even believed, or I used to say to people like this, I was made for sex. That is how I would be.
You became a slave of that lifestyle.
I became a slave of that lifestyle. I Bishop, I would even if I sleep with three women in the same day, I would still go home and masturbate.
So you became, and did that kind of life, did it make you happy? Did it fulfill your life?
No, it didn't.
Maybe you had the pleasure of the act, but at the end of it, how would you feel inside?
You know, Bishop, there was never any satisfaction. I used to say this, I was never satisfied. That is why after everything that you do, you still want more, you know. And that's how I lived. I always wanted more of everything I was doing. And there was no satisfaction. There was never a moment where I was really happy. That's why even the alcohol, I wanted to stop, but I didn't.
Did you try?
I tried. I tried a couple of times. I tried. I tried to stop drinking. I tried to stop smoking, but I would always go back. I remember there was even a point that I got sick, and I quit smoking for 4 months. But when I felt like I was fine again, I went back to smoking. Mm. So it for me, it was not a fulfilling thing. It was painful, really. It was really hard. I would say that inside of myself, I was tired. I just felt like, you know, I didn't have any choice. That's how most people feel like. They feel like they don't have any choice. They don't, because you don't know the way out. So you think, you know, everybody is doing so. Let me just go ahead
and explain to us one more thing, Moses. Because for you to have, when somebody has an addiction, like in your case, an alcohol addiction, then you started smoking as well. So how were you feeding? So that addiction was, were you working and that was taking your salary, your money? So how were you feeding your addiction?
Yes, I was always very good at getting jobs. I would get jobs, but then because of the addiction, I would quit the job, especially times like December or August when it's trade fair time. These two times, especially trade fair, when I'm at work and other people are drinking, I feel like they're out drinking me. So I'll quit the job so that I can go and drink. I always left my job. Either it's trade fair time or December. Those times I didn't want to have a job. I wanted to be out drinking. And so with that, when there's no money, then, you know, obviously now you have to beg people, you know, or you would sell your stuff, you'll sell your phone, you'll sell your clothing.
Borrow money from someone.
Borrow money from people. So that was basically the life we lived. And we also started now doing this. So for us to be able to drink, we would go to those bars that are quiet. And so we'll befriend the owner of the bar, get them to start giving us alcohol on credit.
To pay later.
But we never pay. So when we see that the bill is very high, then we stop going there.
That's how bad it was.
And sometimes I would even sell my girlfriends to the bar owner, tell her to flirt with the guy so that he can buy us alcohol.
Sure.
Yes, Bishop. I did those things.
How low it went. Mm. Was there a moment, Moses, that you could say that there were many bad moments?
Yes, man.
But was there a moment that you could say it was the worst moment? A moment. Maybe there were many bad moments, but there was a moment that was like, really, you thought, like maybe you thought of killing yourself or you tried to kill yourself. I don't know. I want to hear from you.
Me personally, Bishop, I wasn't a suicidal person, even though I was always depressed, but...
You had depression?
I had depression, yes. I've had many bad moments, many low moments, so many moments where I almost got killed even. Yes.
What happened?
There was one particular one where a young lady invited me to her house. I didn't even know how old she was. She was a minor, by the way, 14 years old. And so the father found us at the house, and the daughter told me to run. And so I listened to her, and I jumped the fence and ran out of the house. And the man, he took out his gun.
The father of the young girl.
Yes, yes. He wanted to shoot me because he thought I was a robber. But then, you know, he said, no, I didn't. He didn't shoot me anymore. But then he later on came looking for me. He came to my house looking for me. And they took us to the police because they wanted to open a case of rape with me now and the minor. Because before they came, I was actually about to sleep with this young lady, and so I was already being told, you know, this is a rape case, so you are looking at 20 years in prison. That's a minimum. And right there in that moment, my life really, it flashed before me to think that, because the mother was really serious about pressing these charges. She didn't even want, even though they went to the social worker and she said nothing had happened, she really was determined for me to go behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had many, many of those.
So that situation scared you?
It scared me a lot, yes.
Because you could be in big trouble.
Yes.
Because of that.
Because of the lifestyle I was living in. Yes.
That situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so any other bad moment, or that's when you found the church?
No, that wasn't when I found the church. There were many other bad moments. I remember there was even a lady older than me, and she locked me up in her house. She said that I have to sleep with her the whole night, because my younger girlfriend was calling me on the other side, and she saw that I was about to leave. So she said, no, you're not going anywhere. If you try to hurt me, I will scream and say you raped me. And at that moment, I had already slept with her, so the police would believe her.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I would be taken to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I remember, Bishop, that was one of the moments where I really prayed to God. I said, God, help me. That time, I didn't know God, but...
You prayed. Even though you didn't know God,
yes,
you didn't know the church, but you prayed.
I prayed because I know there are many... I've heard of many cases where men were taken to prison because the lady said that, you know, he had raped her. And
what was your prayer?
I prayed. I it was simple. I just said, my God, please help me. Help me to get out of this. And so I thought about recording her while she was making the threats. Yes. And then when I told her that I had recorded her, then she let me go.
Yeah. So that was the life Moses was going through. And there are many people before Moses continue. Pastor Festo, there are many people out there in this kind of situation of life. They have to know that they can come out, because Moses found a way out. That way, he didn't tell us yet how, but there is a way out for them as well.
There is. Openonjila kujamo kashimba otosha kene kujunga shi moshe shetapopte apakucha.
So we are going to have a short break. Sorry, Pastor, for interrupting you. But don't go anywhere. Stay with us. We are going to have a moment now with a break. And after that, we are going to have more of the story of Moses. How his life changed. How his life was transformed. Do you have how many seconds now? 15 seconds? Not yet? Not yet? Okay. So let me know when you have. Sorry, Pastor, you can continue. Still have time.
Yes. Ongash mosha tabobikucha, huh? Ongala mwenye ayo yali na ite ipitile mwema ujuma hapu. Kwa liani ngo shia kanwa shoma lodu, o shia kanwa shoma kaya, o shia kanwa shome enele dapuka, opo eli halukeri mwengala mwenye hano unwapo. So, otoko udane metinetaria, nye ajamo mungala mwenyeo yi, ashike.
Well, we're going to have our short break. We're going to be back shortly.
Uchane udhi woye uthike peni, okuna onjira kuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yo shirongo shakarunga. Patrura o radio yoye etiari netine pomgoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekuthi kuthi jo Igor FM.
Praise God. The following show is a playback from Eagle FM podcast.
You can call our toll-free number. If you need to talk to somebody now, include your name in the prayer book, the name of a family member. Maybe the story of Moses is not your story, but it's the story of your brother. It's the story of your sister. It's the story of your boyfriend, the story of your girlfriend. Maybe it's the story of somebody you know that's close to you. Is a friend like a brother or is a friend like a sister. So you can also call now. You are a mother crying for your child because your child is involved with bad friends. So they can call now, Pastor Festus, and include the name of the family member.
Yes. To tudengele Congo J, o nola noeta tu no nola babali, o mbali babali, o natuvatatu, nonano. Ongashingwa tu popio story ya Moshesha, kashimbo to pitile momo uju elili no kulili. Kwa mwe ita afafana no kulili na Moshesha. Ashiko to pitile muju ovo wahalo kujamo kufongatu.
Yes, so Moses, yes. Before we let you go, we're not going to tell today how your life changed.
Okay,
because we're going to continue. Yes. We have first half and second. And second half, that's how we do the testimonies here.
Right.
First half one on Tuesday, then the second half on Thursday. Mm. Tell us, Moses, who is Moses today?
Moses today is a transformed man. Kandishwe mrumenungu ya ndakara nare, shindakara ndirimupika, ndirongi faki inga ngamisi, ndirongi thakwa makaya no marovu, nina ondaru ndruka thiru. Sama ninda wambora ndina family anje. Ndina ironga iwana walera no ngeshefa tandi undura. Ndere omadhiradhiro ganjo galu ndurua inandifawe ngashinda karandi nari. So today I'm a transformed person. Nothing that resembles the kind of person that I was before. I'm happily married. I have a beautiful family. I have a wonderful job. I'm having my dream job, basically, in marketing, and I have a business as well. So many things have been transformed in my life.
So no longer slave of alcohol, slave of pornography?
Not at all. The way that I look at women is not the way that I used to look at them anymore. I'm faithfully married to one woman, and I love my wife a lot. I'm not a slave of any of the addictions that I used to have anymore, not alcohol, not cigarettes. Not dacha, I don't smoke at all. In fact, the smell of alcohol makes me want to throw up.
Oh. For somebody who used to drink every day,
yes.
You can't stand alcohol.
No, I can't stand alcohol. And cigarettes, they suffocate me. if I come close to someone who was smoking. By the way, I can smell, even 2 meters away, I can already smell if you were smoking.
So and you can't stand it.
I can't stand it. That's how much it irritates me.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Mm. So if you are, in this case of Moses, if you've been addicted, if you want to get rid of it, any kind of addiction, because the problem of addiction is that it makes one a slave. Mm. So Jesus said, you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. Okay, so Moses, thank you very much for coming. And we hope to have you again on Thursday for them to know how. It changed.
Yes, thank you, Bishop. Thank
okay.
you for having me here today.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And once again, you can call our toll-free number, 0800-22-333-5. They're pastors, they're men of God, waiting for your call to include your name and the name of your friends and family in the prayer book. Okay. And just before we open the lines for callers, I would like to share with you the Word of God, the Bible verse for tonight. And by the way, the theme of this week is let God help you. Let God help you. That's the theme of this week's Stop Suffering program here on Ego FM. Because God can only help somebody who allows Him to help. God cannot help you if you don't allow you to help Him. Nobody enters your house unless if you allow. Unless if it's a thief, a criminal. But God's not a thief. The devil is a thief. Jesus said, the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So God wants your permission, your invitation to enter. So the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter number 41, verse number 13. I'm reading New King James Bible. It reads, for I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. So God is stretching out His hand to you. He's saying to you, let me help you. I'm here now also with Pastor Sean from Catutura, from our branch in Catutura. So God is stretching out His hand, Pastor Sean, to help this person.
Yes.
But He can only help if they allow Him to help them.
Yes, Bishop. Good evening to all. Bishop, as Moses was saying, he was in a critical moment, and in that moment, he called to God. And you see, the Bible even says that if we seek Him, He will be found by us. As long as we are with Him, He's with us. In that moment, Moses seeked for the Lord. And today we hear his testimony. So if this person here today seeks the Lord, He will be found by Him. It's a promise that God made. And God can't fail on His promises. Yeah. He's God.
Call upon me in the day of trouble. And maybe this person is listening to us right now. And this person is maybe this person is drunk. This person is drinking alcohol. Like Moses, in that moment, he made that prayer. So you can pray with us. We're going to be praying shortly. You can have a bottle of water. You can have a glass of water ready. God wants to help. He says, I'll read for you again. For I, the Lord, your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. God wants to help this person, Pastor Festus.
Yes, Bishop. There are people who are trying in their own way to sort out situations. This time is not by your power. It will be by the power of God. It will be by the hand of God that you surrender to Him. You know you cannot come out on that situation. So Ngengo akenda balukulombela unyena unyendo wanyengwa. Kalungo tanyengwa tumbela. There is nothing impossible with God.
Yes. So we are going to open the lines now for people who want to call and talk to us. You who need help. You who need the help. You can call now. The number is 083-2888-401. 083-2888-401. You need help. You are going through a difficult time. Maybe you want to come out of addiction. You maybe want to. You have a problem, a financial problem. You're struggling to find employment. You have been applying. You send your CVs, your application forms. They can call now. They can call now. We're going to be helping them.
Yes.
So. In the name of, we are here in the name of Jesus to help those who are struggling, to help those who are suffering. But as we are saying, God can only help the one who asks for help. We have the first caller, Pastor Festus.
Mato kiropo. Veno meme, memo hatu kuva tereshike noto denge kujapeni ne dina la memo lirie.
Dina ngon dina.
Mhm.
Ani denge kuja konipa.
Konipa.
E Ndara mwalika neno kwa sister kange.
Jina loka sister kwa yoliye nota nujuo wa shike?
Ofrida.
Oka sister kwa Ofrida. Frido kunu juu wafapeni?
Frido henda na samana ruko enji.
Ok. Ambala unkalo wa mosesha, ok. Memelonge kidurutaleko oka kopiko yeko meva. Opone kon kehulilo pologa mai. Ohatu kani ngilo ka sister kwa yome ilikano.
Watate.
No meme.
So people can call now, Pastor Festus.
Yes.
Bishop. We are here to help them.
Opoturi apa tu kuvatele denga ko nomola etu ngodi onola no hetatu no no la veli bavari ombali bavari no natu batatu no nano.
The problem of people with addiction is that they want to come out of it, but it's like they are in quicksand, you know, and in the dunes here in Anibe, it's easy to. There are people who try to drive in the dunes and they get stuck.
Yes, for
sure. And the more they try to come out of it, the more they try to come out of this situation, they get more hooked. They get more stuck. And they don't know what to do. But we are here telling them that there is a way out of this situation.
Yes, Bishop. Because, Bishop, most of the time, addiction is related to spiritual problem. It's a spirit that is there behind. And this is why we can't solve spiritual problems with physical solutions. So we come to Jesus to find the solution. Moses is a living testimony, and all the testimonies we have been bringing so long, Bishop, has proven that there is a God and that he is more than capable if this person just calls on God today. God will help him, Bishop.
Yeah, but you have to do your part. Some people, they say, like, by the way, like calling is your part, now is to call. You can call now, talk to us live here on Eagle FM live. We are here live. It's not a pre-recorded show. We are here live to the whole of Namibia. To pray for you, 083-2888-401. 083-2888-401 is the number to call and talk to us here live on Eagle FM. But if you, let us say there is somebody who doesn't have airtime, they can call the toll-free of the church, right,
Pastor? Yes, Bishop. They are more than welcome. There are pastors, men of God, waiting to speak to them right now, Bishop.
So 0800-22-333-5. We have another caller, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, caller. Oh, yeah, mommy, po.
We lost the caller, but you can keep trying. 083-2888-401. You can speak to us live.
Om dengu wa tokero po?
Ata tokero
po meme. No meme. Orieta dengue dinala orieta no to dengue kujapen meme. Mele no to dengue kujamo benduka. Ohatuku ilikanene kombinga ashike? Okuno madila dilo kuikufa mwenye.
Yo utako kiwara kanti. Kenaro mbili.
Okay. O apumbo kulongi kidoka kopigwe komevilo ndichoka kende komeva? Oponenge ngota duruku topolelo tan duruku topolela fano mevao ilo to anuno ponele ae tolongi feita velo loe unita velo
andi nita okuiko kure neza yo kuri kontenga
ndi mo okay so o me vota anuno ponele ae o me ita velo ngaho kapena shanya ngana kukalunga so ke hunolo polo gala mai o hatu ke kutulamu meilikano
oho
iwa mimi money longer.
Okay, so you can keep calling us. We are going to have a break now, but you can call toll-free number if you have no airtime. 0800-22-333-5. You can call now. There is a pastor, there is a man of God waiting to include your name in the prayer book. You can call now.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
And yes, a very good evening to you. A good afternoon.
Yes, we are back. We are back with, I understand we have, I think, a little bit problem with the network.
Yes, for sure.
Which network's not working well.
It seems like MTC, when we try to call our helpline, it's not going through at the moment.
Sure. Okay, but you can keep trying, okay. All right? But we are here. That's the thing. And above all, God is here to help you. We have another caller, Pastor Festus, please.
Oh, my God, I'm dengue. Oh, tato kropo me me mata dengue ku japeni na lao di dia. Me esta ta dengue ku jamandangwa.
Kenda lao di kana nengue. To andi nengo mi sale zai kwali shenga tambo la mona lende japeni sa kola.
Okay. Longe ki deu talo kago piko e kome eva. Opone ke hulu polo galamai. O hatu kutura mo me ilikano. Itabela.
And this week we're going to have a very special Sunday, the last Sunday of the month, where we're going to have the Sunday of the re-encounter with God, or the return to God. There are people who are listening to us right now who maybe used to go to church before, not only Universal Church, maybe yes. Other church, and they think that God do not forgive them, God do not accept them, but the truth is, just like the father of the prodigal son was welcoming, was with open arms, God is with open arms to welcome this person back.
Yes, Bishop, indeed. The prodigal son's father waited for him and did not even remember what he did, but welcomed him back, Bishop. So God is waiting for this person just to come back. He's forgiven them already. The only thing they should do is return and God will help them.
Yes, just return to him. We have another caller. Pastor Festus, please.
Mata grampan dengi.
Eu
tô com a porta. Eu tô com a meme. Dina Lauri, eu tô com a minha peni.
Dina Langame, Helena, eu tô com a minha mongueta.
Uhum.
No, de novo, saca de canteni, longa, no financial problem.
Ok.
É.
Unita velo?
Lela.
Longa, que tu tá lembra, pila doe?
É, ó.
Pei fenga longi doka go piko ko meva o sheshi ke hulolo programa ya tuke kuningilo me ilikano.
Mbea pila no ka ko piko me.
Yeah.
Ewa ta.
Mm-hmm.
Ewa.
In a few moments we are going to have the moment of prayer. Just like Moses, he prayed, he was there in that difficult situation. He was afraid he was going to be accused of raping. But he asked God for mercy, for forgiveness. God heard his prayer. Doesn't matter what you have been through. We have a caller, Pastor Festus.
Okay. Eh, wa meme. Memota denge kujapeni ne dinala memori die. Omenangula kona think. Menangula tuki tukuili kane neshina shana jike.
Ndino kate kuruka nje ka hara kuya mosori ka tene simaro aso kulejista.
Okay.
Nanga mo no tande isa mama kono te vindipi keso.
Okay. Memo hatu kutura mome ilikano. No te kuruwa oriye? Edina lae?
Emanuela.
Okay, o Emanuela. Memelongi kidoka kopiko ekomeva, opokalunga akadulo kulonga ikumifalonga yae, mongala munyo yen no mongala munyo kana koe. Sha sheshi atuka ke hulilo programa yi, o atuka ningo meilikano. Aye, longi feita velo lo emem. Tonu no ponele yae.
You can include your name in the prayer book. You can call 0800-22-3335. It's a toll-free number. It's a toll-free. You don't need airtime. You don't need credit on your phone. You can just call now. And even after the program, you can keep calling. It's a 24/7 toll-free number waiting for people to call day or night. It's 24/7. There's always somebody available to answer your calls. And you who are going through difficult moments, who are going through difficult situations, remember the power of prayer. The moment that Moses was sincere, yes, he was living a wrong kind of life. But the thing is what God's looking for. Jesus said, I didn't come to call righteous, but I came to call sinners to repentance. Because those who are health, they need no doctor, no physician. So Jesus came to those who are lost. Maybe this person has been living a wrong kind of life. But that's the kind of person that God's looking for.
Yes, Bishop. Moses called upon the Lord and the Lord helped him. And the Bible says, call upon me in the day of trouble. So you who are out there right now, you are in trouble. Call upon the Lord. Join us. Prepare your bottle of water because we're going to be praying shortly. And surely you will see, as God helped Moses, so God will help you.
Because you see, Pastor Sean, this person has been... Maybe they... You see, when people, they are in trouble, usually people, they'll try first to call the family.
Yes, Bishop.
First pick, first choice. Let me call my brother, my sister, my mother. And even if the family wants to help them, they are not God.
Yes, for sure.
And there are things that only God can do.
Indeed.
Like that moment Moses was there, the lady said, I will accuse you of raping me. So he asked God's mercy.
Yes, for sure.
And God heard. So first the family, then or the friends.
Yes.
But the friends, again, when they are doing well, there are many friends. When they're in trouble, where are the friends?
They are gone, Bishop.
They are gone. They're nowhere to be found. So God's the friend for the difficult times.
Yes, Bishop. There is problems, Bishop. Human beings are limited and they cannot help us in many cases. Like who could help, who could defend Moses in that time? Nobody, Bishop. But God helped Moses because he called upon him.
We have another caller, Pastor Festus.
Alexa.
Okay. Longe ki du talo wako piko eko meva. Ilo kakende ko meva opo tun tule mome ilika no. Ke hulo polo galamai. Ewa meme.
Yes, you can still try to call us, though we're going to get the last caller, 083-2888-401. We still have time for one more caller, but you can keep calling after the program to the toll-free number of the church is 24/7. You can include your name in the prayer book, the name of friends and family members. We're going to be asking God on our behalf. And we're going to bless the water because it's biblical. It's written in the word of God, Exodus 23:25. You shall serve the Lord your God and he'll bless your bread and your water. And I'll take sickness away from the midst of you. This sickness can be not only the sickness of the body, but just like Moses, there are people who are in depression, with sadness. Yes. They don't sleep. Like Moses would wake up 2 o'clock in the morning looking for alcohol.
Yes, for sure.
Because he couldn't sleep. His soul was sick. So there is healing for the soul that is sick.
Yes, Bishop. Indeed, Bishop. The person just need to believe. Jesus spat on the ground, put the mud on the eyes of the blind and said, go and wash. Why? If he believed, he would go, Bishop, as he went. If he didn't believe, he wouldn't go. So if they believe, Bishop, they will get the water, prepare it, and God will bless them.
Well, I think now has time. The time for prayer has arrived. I will start the prayer, and I'll ask Pastor Festus to bless the water. We are going to have, do we have the prayer calling? So I'm going to hear now. So if you don't have the water with you, you can go to your kitchen, to the tap. Can get a glass of water, a mug with water. And even if you don't have the water, you can just pray with us. And I'm sure if you believe, everything is possible. This is the moment of prayer.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, my God, we pray now. On behalf of people, my Lord, who are suffering out there, they don't know what to do. They're desperate, my Father. But we ask you, my Lord, that you may manifest your power to help them, this person who is sick at home, this person who is in hospital, in a bedridden, maybe not in hospital, but at home. Others, my Lord, are in prison right now. They are there, my Father, behind bars. But my Lord, for you, my God, there are no distant place. You can touch them now. This person who is thinking of taking his life or her life, don't allow them to do that. We pray now that you bless as well those who sponsor the Stop Suffering program, the sponsors, the supporters that help us to be here in this radio program. Bless them as well in Jesus' name.
Kalunga kange medinala Jesus Christus. Mefimbweli kalunga kange. Tulimola diomu. Katulie osha tuke kalunga kange ndele pena ova nuvoye kembi nga dise doshilongo ovo veitavela muove kalunga kange veitavela kucha todulu okuninga oinenelonga no ikumi falonga yoe mengala mnyo davo kalunga kange kalunga kange handi ambeke omeva ova nuvoye okupitila momeva kalunga kange ninga oikumi falonga yoe ninga isho ya nyingana kovanu ya nyingana no kondoko tola kalunga kange nde tu ningi oinenelonga yoe mengala mwenye dova nuvoya ave kuitavela nove kuli nekela mefungwe lilo meilika no kalunga kange ohandi ambe komeva amen.
Amen. Praise God. Monumbili, receive peace now and you're going to sleep well tonight. Receive peace and the doors of the Universal Church are opened throughout Namibia every day. You can find us and participate of one of our services. I'm sure God will help you. Our headquarters, our Cathedral of Faith in Namibia, is located in 32 Independence Avenue, Ospanplatz. Vinduk here in the CBD of the city, you can visit us. We have services at 7 in the morning, followed by 10 a.m. also in the morning, 12 lunchtime service, 3 p.m. afternoon service, and the main service at 6 p.m. But we have churches throughout the country. In Katutura.
In Karatura, Bishop, we are in Independence Avenue, where Richard Kamauka meets Independence Avenue. Will there be 6, 7, 10, 3, and 6 in the afternoon, Bishop?
Okay, all are welcome. And in Greenwell, Pastor?
In Greenwell, Bishop, we are located in Daniel Street, next to the mobile police station. Our services will be here in the morning at 6 o'clock. We have 10 o'clock. We have 3 p.m. And the main service will be at 6 p.m.
Okuriangava, Pastor Brandon.
Bishop, in Okuriangava, the church is situated in Ondodo Street. It's opposite ShopRite USAFE. Our service tomorrow morning will be 7 o'clock, followed by 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. in the evening.
So you are welcome there. Stop, not stop and shop, stop and pray. And you can also find the churches throughout the country. We won't have time enough to say all the addresses. But if you are there in Ondangwa, Pastor, still remember Ondangwa?
I still remember Ondangwa.
So what's the address of Ondangwa?
We are at Oluno, and we are behind the school, next to the community hall.
Okay, they can go there tomorrow. Oshakati?
Oshakati, we are in Okanjengedi.
Okanjengedi.
Yes, Bishop.
So you can visit, and you can call now our toll-free number, inquire the nearest address, 0800-22-3335, 0800-22-3335, even tonight, throughout the night, tomorrow morning, you can also call, and this coming Sunday, we are going to have a special day in the house of God. Every day is a special day in the church, but this coming Sunday, the last Sunday of the month of September, we're going to have the Sunday of the return. Maybe you used to go to church before. You should be a member of a church, not only Universal Church. And for some reason you backslided. You gave up your faith. But God is waiting for you. All right. God is waiting with his open arms. Okay. Regardless of what happened. We are saying even to everybody. Please forgive us. If maybe you got disappointed with a pastor, yes, with somebody who was like a minister for you, and that person disappointed you, we say forgive us. We are not perfect, okay? And I'm sure Jesus is waiting for you. Jesus has nothing to do with people's mistakes. He has nothing to do with people's wrongdoings. If you got disappointed with somebody in the church, don't look to that person, look to God. He is the one who is there for you, who is the one who is waiting for you to change your life. That is it. We are back on Thursday with the Stop Suffering. Good night. Bye-bye.